Hi, I'm Dr. Lynn Wagner.
And I'm James Lohmiller. In the chaos of today, sometimes it's hard to really know who you are and what you want to be.
Join us, the doctor
and the stylist,
as we come together from very different worlds to guide you towards a life of authenticity and true health.
Let's go.
I should make cookies. Yes. And maybe I'll be making cookies later.
Sounds pretty good.
So we're coming to you in the middle of a coronavirus pandemic, 2020, the year that we will never forget.
Never forget.
And we just recorded.
Still have a long way to go.
I know, a long way to go. We have a new
in
way.
2020.
We have a new way of being.
Yeah.
So
for sure.
Yeah, whatever you want. Yeah. We just recorded a fun podcast on personal style and design, highlights some of James's talents, and that I don't know if we'll publish that before or after this one. We'll decide.
We'll figure it out.
What I wanted to talk about with this podcast is how we're actually being given a really, really great gift, and that is to choose what our next stage of life will look like. Right?
Oh man. If not now, when, right?
If not now, when? Because never again in our lives are we going to be, I don't want to call it rock bottom, but are we going to be put in a place right now where we can look at our lives and we can say, is this working the way I was doing it? Is that how I want to be now as I start this new journey?
Yeah. I mean, you want to talk about having a blank slate.
You can
if you choose to.
You can if you choose to. And I think it's a matter of how are you looking at it? How are you, what goggles are you looking through at our current state of society and your personal situation? So are you looking at it as all gloom and doom, you know, financial ruin, unemployment?
Can you see the forest through the trees?
Can you see the forest through the trees? What is the higher purpose going on right now? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Without getting spiritual or religious or political, but what, can you step outside of today's reality and look at it for what it actually is? And it's actually a gift of a new way of being. Right?
Amen.
And personally, I've been thinking about that a lot because, you know, I'm a fairly controlling type person.
You are?
Yes.
Do tell.
I am a very controlling person to the point where, you know, ever since I was in high school and college and I had this plan of going to medical school, and you have this plan for what that's going to look like and what your life is going to look like and how many kids you're going to have and what your job is going to be and when are you going to retire and what will retirement look like? Where are you going to live?
Oh God, that sounds daunting.
Right. But that's the way I was raised. And that's the way I've been proceeding through my adult life is on a very regimented plan. Right. Mm. Which is not, there's nothing bad with it. I don't think it's great to just go all willy nilly and wing it your whole life. I think there is some beauty to having a plan, especially financially and, you know, with your kids and all that kind of stuff. But we're to the point where that's being just, you have to also realize that it's not going to look the way you plan it out. You know what I mean? You can't plan your life and have it turn out exactly how you wanted it to turn out. And that's what we're being shown right now.
Well, let's talk about, you know, people that don't think the way that you think or thought the way that you've thought, because I certainly did not go down the path that you just described.
Right.
At all. And I'm, you know, learning as I get older that, yeah, maybe not the best idea.
Maybe somewhere in the middle is the best idea.
For sure.
Yeah.
I'm certainly in a better place now than I have been in a long time.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people don't think the way that you do or have that plan. It's really difficult, which is okay because now is the time.
Right.
We are, I mean, the only way we can go is up.
The only way we can go is up or down.
I mean, we're not going down much further than we are.
Well, right no, that's what I want to talk about. So if you look at your state of where you're at right now, psychologically, financially, where you live, the people you're surrounding yourself with, you look at that, right? And you ask yourself, was this working before? And I'm not saying, was it working in that you had a bank full of money and you had a great retirement plan? That's great, obviously. But were you happy? Were you content? Did you feel good about yourself? Did you feel like you were giving back to the to society and doing what you're supposed to do in this world? And if not, where we're at right now, there's a lot of people with depression, a lot of people abusing substances, a lot of people over-consuming, you know, trying to like find their happiness that they can't find because of everything that's going on right now. And ask yourself, like, how can I actually do this a different way? And so there's like two ways you can go.
Do what a different way?
Like my day-to-day living. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So like how can I take whatever, everything that's going on right now, it's stripping me down to like my most basic level. And that's kind of how I feel. Cause I'm like, I'm being, you know, we're being stripped of knowing what tomorrow is going to bring. We're being stripped of being with our friends and our family. We're being stripped of traveling, if that's something you love to do. We're being stripped of financial security and knowing that for some people that the rent is going to get paid next month and their water bill is going to get paid. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or that they'll have a job next month. And it's very like making everyone very vulnerable and raw. And how do you take that and come from that place and be like, okay, I could be raw and I could get really depressed and I could reach to something to give me quick fixes like drugs, alcohol, porn, yeah. Shopping, all of those like addictions that people can have. There's more obviously than that. Or can I let myself feel it, be in the situation and look at it and say, I have a choice. I can do something different. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So when you say choice, because you just listed a lot of things, like, so what if some people right now, you know, especially in the restaurant service industry, that's taken a major hit.
Huge.
In this pandemic, right? So there's a lot of people out there that are struggling. And maybe not even financially, because a lot of people are getting assistance, which is great.
Right. Right.
But if you're just sitting at home and you don't know what to do and all you're doing is thinking about all this negativity,
right?
Like, where, how do you start doing something different?
You have to fake it till you make it. So you have to take action and you have to move. And I'm not saying you have to exercise. I'm saying you have to literally just do something different. And I find myself in that situation all the time where, for me, before the pandemic struck, I was in this like cycle of not getting enough sleep, exercising a lot, getting up at, you know, going to really early exercise classes, you know, running a super busy clinic, also doing urgent care shifts, and then trying to like get my kids to their activities and be super mom and then be super wife
and try to wear a smile
and then yeah. Try to have a fashion.
Yeah.
Right. So, and I was like, this does not feel good. You know what I mean? And so, I had to let go of control a little bit of this perfectly designed life and be like, life is going to happen and I'm going to flow with it. You know, there's that whole, I know this is a different answer than the question you asked, and I'll answer your question as well. But there's, I think about rapids a lot. And I think about how you could choose to try to like be in the rapids on a canoe or a kayak or just swimming in them.
A raft.
And you can try to like, you know, get up the rapids or not let them take you down. Or you can relax and you can get still and you can go with it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And what's going to feel better? What's going to be easier? What's going to have the less chance of physical harm? Going with the flow. It's so simple, but that's how life is right now. Like we have to literally wake up every morning and go with the flow and get let go of the control of what we thought our day was going to look like. Because every day it's something different. You know, it's the president gets coronavirus. It's our kids' schools get shut down. We lose our job. It's different. Every day is completely different. So,
so for someone like you who is controlling,
oh,
right.
Yeah. Bringing me to my knees.
I mean,
it is bringing me to my knees.
How do you accept the fact that you're going to go with the flow? How hard is that for you?
It's getting easier. And that's where and it's cool because I'm actually seeing that in a lot of my patients too. So for several months it was fear. And that's what we talked about a lot. I talked about a lot in my Facebook lives and in my blogging and things like that. But people were in panic and fear and stress and tension. And now I'm seeing people, they're either really having issues with depression and mental health issues, or they're kind of like indifferent in a good way. Go with the flow. They're like, this is my day today. I'm doing the best I can.
It's taken us a while to get to that point.
Yeah. And I'm doing the best I can. And so I think the next step for all of us, and for some of it already is this, is I literally see it as like coming above the situation and looking at everything from above and flying above the chaos and being like, now, not only am I indifferent or I'm going with the flow and I'm accepting, but now I'm going to look at everything through new lenses and be like, how do I rebuild? And what's the next step? What's the next step for me? You know, they've said that there's actually more businesses being started now than there have been in years. You know, entrepreneurs right. are going crazy right now.
Yes.
So that we need to take a lesson. And if not to start a business, but how do we entrepreneur our life? How do we make a new life?
Mm. Entrepreneur your life.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's good.
Do it differently. Do you need that fancy car with the high payment? Do you need those friends? Do they make you feel good? Do you need everything you're doing? And ask yourself at the end of the day, is this good for me? Is this good for society? How do I feel when I'm done with that interaction, that transaction, that interaction, whatever it is? And if you can walk away, if it's not a good positive thing and you can walk away from it, then walk the hell away from it now.
Shedding negativity is very difficult.
Shed it.
Yeah.
But it's really difficult, says the person who just cling. I had a patient recently who told me that in her whole life, the only way she ever made change was when she get hit by a 2x4. So she said God would literally, you know, just hit her with a 2x4. Yeah. God smack. And I feel that I'm a little bit that way. And I think a lot of us are. But a lot of us are just like so comfortable and we just kind of let the discomfort grow and grow and grow.
Why is it so easy to hang on to those negative things? Why is it so easy to let those things grow? And then you look back and you're like, how the hell did I get here?
I don't know.
What is that about?
Right.
Right.
Do you have the answer?
God, no. If I did, I would be a millionaire.
Right. Right? Yes.
It's... For me personally, I've carried a lot of negativity and bad habits, and sometimes there's an epiphany, sometimes not. Sometimes maybe it's just getting older. You just get over it because you're tired of it.
Yeah,
it wears you down.
Right.
You know, waking up in the morning after you've had a bender, and then you do it again the next
time. Right.
What am I doing?
Right.
What is going on?
Right.
That's a terrible feeling.
Right. But
a lot of negative things you could put in there. It doesn't just have to be, you know, drinking or partying.
It can be anything.
Anything.
It can be not getting enough sleep. It can be drinking, smoking, partying, hanging out with toxic people, staying in a toxic marriage. You know, I look at people sometimes who are in that Groundhog Day, which I was literally in there in the winter, and
I've been there,
you know, where I was like just doing the same thing every day, but I didn't feel good. So it's like, what point in time was I going to say, I need to change this up?
Yeah.
You know, from the outside, it looks like it's a perfect plan. Exercising, eating healthy, having a career looks wonderful. But at what point in time do you look at the pattern in the plan and do you mix it up? And so I think that's, you know, your question that led to this long diversion was if you don't feel it, if you're mentally stuck, if you're really struggling and you're all in your head, what do you do? And first of all, if you don't know what we're talking about when we say we're all in your head, because some people don't even have awareness of this. Some people live like this in a constant state and they don't realize that they're there. It's that state of feeling slightly at dis-ease, meaning like you're uneased, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't feel content. You feel like a little bit like on edge maybe. It's that feeling where your mind is looping on things, whether it's the pandemic, whether it's the presidency, whether it's your kids, whether it's negative self-sabotaging thoughts, your brain is looping on whatever. So recognize, are you there? And if you're not, that's fine. You can still listen to this podcast because I think you'll still get some good stuff because not everyone's there. A lot of people are not there. But if you're there, you're like, okay, well, how do I get out of it? Well, I can tell you one thing. You're not going to get out of it by continuing to do what you were already doing.
Right.
You know, it's like doing the same shit every day is going to give you the same shit every day.
Right.
So first recognize it. And then you literally have to like shine the light. I tell my patients this all the time. You have to shine the light on something different. So if you, you know, turn the light on in a room, the light's going to go on in that room. So if you put your energy and your thoughts on what you were worried about or what you were doing before, you're going to stay lit in that spot. That's going to keep, you're going to keep giving energy to that spot. If you say, I don't like this, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to volunteer, or I'm going to go for that walk. I'm going to call my mom. I'm going to go, whatever it is. I'm going to go to the Humane Society. I'm going to go to the whatever. I'm going to go for a hike, do something, read a book, like just do something completely different. And then do it again, and then do it again, and then it becomes what you what you're shining your light on, and then that's what's going to grow. It's the same thing as that wolf parable where there. Did you hear that wolf parable where there's the grandpa says to the grandkid, and I'm going to totally mess this up, but it's something about how whatever you feed, whatever wolf you feed is the one that's going to be you. You know what I mean? So like, if you have this wolf that's always speaking negative thoughts and saying nasty things and toxic, and then you have one that's really good and loving and positive, but you keep giving the food to the angry wolf, that's what's going to grow.
Right.
So you can choose. You and people don't realize that. I think people are some people are so stuck and so lost that they're like, I have no control anymore over this. I just have to feel this way, and you don't.
You know, this is, I think more recently people have been coming out and talking about their struggles more and more.
Right.
You know, specifically with mental illness, there was always a stigma surrounding it, right?
Right.
And that's easing up a little bit now.
It is.
Certainly for me, I struggled with it for so long, and I had a really tough time not only describing what I was feeling,
yeah,
but thinking, is there really something wrong with me?
Right.
Turns out there was or is, right? But I still think people have a
really, I would say there's not something wrong with you, but I'll talk about that next.
I appreciate
it. Yeah.
But I do think a lot of people have a tough time letting it go because they don't have an outlet to describe even how they're feeling.
Right.
It's really, and it's, they feel bad. They feel they can't come out and talk about it.
Because of the shame and the guilt,
yeah,
and the just embarrassment of
it's
it
something,
all.
Yeah, what's wrong with me type of thing.
But so I would argue, so I read a statistic yesterday that in the 18 to 24 year old age group, 1 in 4 have contemplated suicide in the last year. And I do not have a reference for this. This was on a quick news article that I read, and I did mean to go back and get more data on it so I could see if it was a real statistic or not. But even if it's not that severe, I do believe that it's a lot higher right now, right? And there's two sides to this coin. The one side is, you are so right. Like, people are being more vulnerable about it and more open about it and not as ashamed, but we're also not talking about it enough.
Correct.
So I think there's a lot of people, and we're in a dangerous situation. We're in a dangerous situation. So that's the one thing. But the second thing too is that I also see, and this is where I've almost seen myself doing too much of, is we're focusing a lot on mental health and we're talking about it a lot and we're like, oh, it's so hard, it's so depressing, it's okay to feel sad. And it was great because I was out for dinner with my kids last night and I was saying to them, like, God, I'm so sorry, you guys, this is so hard for you. And my daughter Heidi said, Mom, why do you keep saying that? It could be so much worse. She said, we're fine. She said, we are fine. And I was like, that is beautiful because yes, we need to talk about mental illness. We need to talk about depression. We need to talk about all the sadness and anxiety, but we also need to step outside of it and talk about other stuff too.
That's it. I mean, Heidi's 17. Yes.
Yeah.
It's wonderful insight into that world also, because we keep telling people, oh my God, can you believe what's going
on? It's terrible.
Right. And all this. And here you have somebody who should be enjoying her senior year of high school.
Right.
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 The greatest year. The last one out hit the lights. Right.
Yep.
And she's like, look, it could be worse.
It could be worse. I'm fine.
So, I mean, what a brilliant take that is.
Yeah. And so I think there's two things to think about. Like, yes, get help. And there's different levels of mental illness. Like I've seen a lot of patients like this lately, but like they're in crisis with their mental health illness. And I've been there. I don't know if you've been there or not. Okay.
Please.
Okay. So like there's, if you're in mental health crisis where you're literally like suicidal or you are so depressed that you can't function, you can't get up and take care of your kids, you can't get to work, you're not feeding yourself, or you're abusing substances, like, that's the real deal. You need some damn help now, right? And whether that's your doctor, the emergency room, or the crisis center, you need to get help. And that might be drugs, meaning like prescription drugs. That might be inpatient treatment. You need to get help, or it might be talking to your family, whatever it is. You need to get help. Like, stop trying to get out of that on your own. It's going to be hard to get out of the weeds on your own.
Great point. Yes.
That's just get help. And I literally tell a patient that this week, I said, you are in hot crisis right now. I said, I need you to look me in the eye and I need you to know that this is not how you're always going to feel, and that we have tools to get you out of this. And then once you get out of this, you can feel the way you used to feel. You know what I mean? Because it's literally someone who's never had a mental health problem and things just finally came to a head. And as an ER doctor, I've taken care of enough like psychotic patients or people who are in crisis to know that it's a temporary thing. Mm-hmm. And we have, thank God, we have pharmaceuticals and we have therapists and we have help to help people get out of that.
If not now, when?
Right. So that's a different category and that's an important category. But if you're that person who's kind of just generally feeling like malaise and anxiety and slightly moody and down and, you know, pervasive negative thoughts, you might, you know, that's where it's like shine the light on something different. Whatever it is, whatever it needs to be, you know, whether it's a craft or whether it's a friendship or a book or a hike, or you need to just do something different. Right?
Way to bring it full circle, Doc.
So yeah,
that's awesome.
I need healthy and exercise and get sleep. Like, you can't underestimate the power of a healthy body,
right?
To have a healthy mind. You cannot underestimate the power of that.
They work in tandem.
In tandem. Mind, body, spirit.
Cool.
So redesigning your life. Ask yourself, how do I feel? What am I doing every day? Is this what I want to do the rest of my life? Or could I do it differently? And then go.
And the answer is yes.
Yes.
You can.
Onward.
Onward.
Happy fall, Onward. Y'all.